Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, coming up on the last Sunday of this month, our friends from Progress, Iowa, are holding what they're calling a corn feed at the Simon Estes Amphitheater here in Des Moines. Now, the event has a host of political types, along with business people. Ben and Jerry, you guessed it, Ben and Jerry of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream are going to be in town. With us to chat a little bit about it is our friend Matt Sinovic from Progress, Iowa. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
I've got nothing in my headset. I'm sorry. I guess you're there, Matt. I'm just having an issue hearing you right this second.
Yep, Michael, thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. Thanks so very much. Appreciate
that. Great.
So, hey, welcome back to the News Hour. It's been a couple of months since I've seen you. How are things at Progress, Iowa?
Going very well. We're getting engaged in the caucus season.
Sure.
And, of course, planning our big event. So we're very excited.
Yeah, I just, before we get into the big event, I understand you've got rubber ducks headed to Terrace Hill.
We do. Unfortunately, the governor seems to be more interested in putting in a reflecting pool at his mansion than providing funding for public services like education and mental health care. So there's a public meeting where they're asking for input from citizens next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at the Terrace Hill Gift Shop, and that's on Grand Avenue. And we're going to be attending that meeting and delivering 1,000 rubber ducks to the governor to let him know that our public services need to stay afloat. So it's not appropriate for him to be out raising funding for this reflecting pool at the same time that he's slashing funds for, you know, K-12 schools, mental health care, our universities. He even vetoed child care provisions. So there's a whole lot of better ways to spend this money and his time than on a reflecting pool.
Understand. Matt Sinovic, ladies and gentlemen, from Progress, Iowa. So you're putting on this event on the 30th of the month. It's going to be the final Sunday at the Simon Estes Amphitheater. The corn feed. So why? What are you doing? What's going on?
So part of our mission as an organization is to educate Iowans and give them an opportunity to meet candidates and leaders, progressives. And so we're providing this as a forum for folks who want to get engaged in campaigns or want to learn more about progressive ideas. So we're holding a large scale event, and we hope to do it every year. This is the first time we're doing this.
Right.
And we've had a great response. We sold hundreds of tickets. We have a great lineup of speakers, as you mentioned, Ben and Jerry, who will be bringing ice cream.
I'm told.
Yeah. So we'll have a great crowd. There'll be a lot of energy. Senator Tom Harkin, Congressman Dave Loebsack, every single Democratic candidate for either Congress or U.S. Senate in the state of Iowa will be there, and we'll be addressing the crowd. So It'll be a great chance to meet some of these candidates, to hear some great ideas from progressive leaders, and we're just thrilled.
And eat some corn.
And eat some corn.
And ice cream.
Iowa sweet corn.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
One of the interesting things, I think, that's about this is that Senator Tom Harkin, now retired, will be among the lead speakers at this event. And, of course, everyone is kind of scrambling around going, gosh, what are we going to do now that there's no more Harkin steak fry? Could it be, Matt, that Progress, Iowa would like to maybe see something like this be an annual event?
Well, yeah, that's our intention, is to have this be an annual event. And I don't think anything could ever replace the Harkin steak fry. But what we're hoping is to continue to provide an avenue and a place for Iowa's progressives to get together every fall and to talk about how we can move our country forward. I mean, there are so many issues facing our country that in our state that we do this all the time. We engage in a discussion with our members, with the public, and this, I think, will be a great opportunity this year and in future years to continue to do that.
All right. You know, we have coming up yet this half hour, we've got an interesting conversation going to be happening about women in business in Iowa. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this or not, but Iowa ranks 51st in the nation in women-owned businesses. And, you know, it's really sad. But there are a group of women that have gotten together, and they're really intent on changing that. It's called Iowa Women Lead Change, and they're having a special event. But that's part and parcel, isn't it, of some of the things that Progress Iowa looks at? Is this disparity in not only wages, but also with regard to gender in business?
Absolutely. I mean, that is right up our alley. We've talked about the gender gap in pay, in business ownership, in just opportunities in general. And I'd be interested what their take is on the solutions. But I mean, there's some great research out there, and I believe it's the case that if you're that men are twice as likely to go into STEM fields than women, and
yeah, we
and
had
so those kind of opportunities.
Exactly right. Yeah, we had Dr. Anissa Ramirez in here. She is a nationally known expert on STEM. She was in a couple of months ago and talks about that consistently, about how we need to have more women in science, engineering, technology, and math, and how important that is. One other question before I let you go. I got to ask. So sure. How were you able to snag Ben and Jerry?
Well, actually, I should have said this. So we reached out to every presidential campaign, every Democratic presidential campaign, and asked if they would like to send someone. And so so Lincoln Chafee is actually coming and speaking. Mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry have endorsed Bernie Sanders, so they're speaking sort of as on behalf of Senator Sanders. And Congressman Joaquin Castro from Texas is speaking on behalf of Hillary Clinton. He's endorsed her. So that's part of how we've done this. Is we asked each campaign to send someone to speak for them, and basically we want Iowa's progressives to know where the candidates stand and to hear from representatives of the campaign. So that's why we did it. That's why we invited every Democratic candidate for Congress and U.S. Senate. So just to get people informed, educated, and hopefully fired up.
So the event is at the Simon Estes Amphitheater downtown Des Moines. It's on the 30th of this month. Tickets are available where, Matt?
ProgressIowa.org or ProgressIowa.org/cornfeed.
All right, cornfeed on the 30th. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Appreciate that.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. It's our friend Matt Sinovic. Great that he could carve out a couple of moments to spend with us talking about the corn feed.